Hey guys, it's Caitlin. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Off the Vine. But before I open my bottle of wine, I wanted to let you in on a little secret.
To find a chocolate bar that tastes good, but is actually like really, truly good for you.
Eating Evolved Chocolate is paleo, keto, vegan-friendly, organic-certified, fair-trade-certified, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free, and made with organic coconut sugar instead of cane sugar, one of the only brands that does this. Because to them, chocolate is food and not candy, and now I tell Sean B. that all the time, because I had a couple for lunch yesterday, if I'm being honest. Eating Evolved also created the world's first coconut butter cup, so they're basically like the adult version of the Reese's. Instead of sugary peanut butter, they use real organic coconut butter for the filling, and yes, Eating Evolved ships to my fellow Canadians from their website. There's no excuse not to try it, eh? I worked with Eating Evolved to make my very own Bristow bar. Use coupon code VINE for a free Bristow bar, a yummy caramel milk chocolate bar that you won't stop eating. For your free Bristow bar, order at eatingevolved.com with coupon code VINE.
The following program is a PodcastOne.com presentation. Okay, are you ready to shake things up?
Yes, I am.
Well, Caitlin Bristow is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Because there's more to life than Instagram, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
Welcome to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Now here's Caitlin.
Okay, hello, friends. Welcome to Off the Vine with me, Caitlin can't even pronounce my last name. Caitlin Boothstow. I was going to say Boothstow. Did I almost say Boothstow? That's our, like, weird, like, couple paired name, like, Brangelina.
Yeah.
We're the Boothstows, and I almost introduced myself as Caitlin Boothstow. Whoopsies. I haven't even started drinking yet.
Cheers.
We're both drinking in the studio today. I've got my special guest. We will get to her, but for now, we're just going to sit here and drink, which is what we're good at. It's good stuff. I can't believe I just introduced myself as Caitlin Boothstow. I wonder if Sean would be down to legally change our last name to Boothstow when we got married.
I would totally, but I mean,
you think he would?
He put a ring on it.
That's true.
Why not?
I bet he would. I feel like I'm a bit of a feminist, but when it comes to stuff, like, I find it romantic to take your man's last name. I feel like it's like old school. Romantic. I mean, it would depend on the last name. Like, if his last name was like Baitlin, I would probably just stick with Caitlin Bristow.
Caitlin Baitlin.
I'd probably just stick with Bristow.
That's like the girl in Hope Floats, the little girl.
What is her name?
It's like a Bernice Pertice or something.
Oh, my. Or like Julia Guglia.
Yes.
From Wedding Singer.
Yes.
Yeah, Caitlin Baitlin. Booth is solid, though. I remember Sean wrote me a note on the show because we, like, obviously don't get to know each other that well. And he wrote me a note and he signed it at the end. He's like, my favorite Ninja Turtles, this and blah, blah, love Sean Booth. And then he goes, oh, by the way, that's my last name. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I don't know your last name. I thought it was just Sean B forever, which it kind of is. But aww. Speaking of Sean B, did you hear what Beyonce named her twins?
No.
Sean and B. And that's what I call my fiance. That's
Sean
what,
and B.
Yeah. She named her twins
Sean and B.
Sean B. Which I feel like
is
not a coincidence. I feel like Sean B is a really trendy, hot Hollywood name right now. You know, she couldn't name her kids Brad and Pitt, so she went with Sean B.
Sean B.
Sean B. I thought that, then I'm like, well, maybe if Sean and I have twins, we can name them J and Z, because that seems only fair.
J and Z. Although Sean B sounds like one person to me. Sean B.
Well, it is. But Jay-Z and Beyonce decided to name their old twins Sean and B, which I think is so funny. Wait, is Sean Jay-Z's B. real name Sean?
Who?
Is that, as a gangster myself, I should know this.
I know nothing.
I should know this. I feel like maybe, and then that's a ballsy move to name your twins after yourself. Like, you have to be pretty legendary to get away with that. Like, imagine Sean and I named our kids Sean and Caitlin.
Either that or a really big head. One or the two.
Or what?
A really big head.
A big head.
They're big-headed.
Oh, I get it.
You're like, what? A big head?
I was like, what?
I don't know if he's got a big head or not. But...
I'm like, I'm not really aware. I don't know. Oh, big-headed. Yes, absolutely. I guess I could just Google and find out if his name is Sean. But that would make sense because it's Bay. But pronounced B, like spelled Bay.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know.
Chambay.
I feel like Chambay.
Chambay.
I feel like I'm spending too much time on this topic. Let's just get to you. I'm just enjoying your like southern voice over there so much. It's so like classic country.
Is it really?
Yeah. You've got a great voice. You're a singer. Okay, let's introduce you. I'm very excited to get to this guest because you have a great personality.
Well, thank you.
Very bubbly. I feel like you're kind of similar to me.
Mm-hmm. We drive the same car.
We drive the same car. Yes. Notice as I pulled up. I will not be driving back because I hope to be drunk by the end of this.
I'm already drunk.
There you go. I know. I poured you a pretty heavy whiskey drink.
Very strong whiskey, too.
But I wanted to bring in like a female, powerful woman in the music biz, local Nashville musician, also self-proclaimed hillbilly. We got Tara Thompson in the studio today.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Have you seen my tattoo?
I am obsessed with the fact that you have the words hillbilly tattooed on your arm.
You know, what's the worst part about it is the B's capitalized. So if my shirt covers hill, it looks like Billy.
But that's...
is on my arm.
That's okay.
And that's why I did that.
It's why you did it.
Someone told me the other day, they go, do you have Billy on your arm? And I was like, no.
Well, no, it's you hill, do, but it's hillbilly.
But it's hillbilly.
Wait, that's so great.
And my favorite definition of hillbilly is old-fashioned term for country music. And that is on Google.
Is it?
Obviously, there's another one that's unsophisticated person from the mountains, which... may or may not be some of my family members, but
I was gonna say, do you love or hate the stereotypes?
We are proud.
Yeah, you should
I wouldn't have gotten this tattoo if I wasn't.
I honestly have teardrops tattooed on my fingers so that if I like pout, it looks like I'm crying.
That's a great idea.
But those are like very subtle. Yours is like, I'm a hillbilly.
Go big or go home. And this is my only tattoo.
I really you went for it.
I just went for it.
Like, I wish we had like a 360 camera in here so people could watch during this because we're just sitting here drinking, talking about
the fact
that you have hillbilly tattooed on your arm.
Yep.
It's so good.
Carlos Rubio, that's who did my tattoo.
Really?
Out in Phoenix.
Oh,
I was visiting a friend and yeah.
What made you decide, have you always wanted to get the word hillbilly?
No.
No.
I've always wanted a tattoo.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, I did Miranda Lambert's first tattoo. And
oh,
I was like, oh, cool.
That's
legit. I'm going to get one day. He's like, how about tomorrow? And I was like, maybe, you know, alcohol could have been involved.
Of course.
In this decision making. But he made me pinky promise. And
so
we just.
Did you have to get drunk again to go back and do it?
I was sober when I got there, but. As the process, I was pretty drunk.
That's so ballsy. You know what? I think it says a lot about your confidence. And it's like you're owning who
that
you
are. That is pretty ballsy.
Because you grew up in...
East Tennessee.
In East Tennessee. Okay. And like, are we talking small town?
Oh, yeah. Where Dolly Parton's from. That's where I'm from.
Oh, that's where you're from?
And my folks actually just moved to White Pine, which is even more east. And like, I think there's one red light.
I love stories like that.
Oh my gosh. They're on a farm that came with a donkey and a miniature horse.
It came with it.
Yeah. The owners that, you know, sold the house, they're like, we don't know what we're going to do with our donkey and our miniature horse. And they can't be separated because they're like, the donkey freaks out if the little mini horse, like their names are Jose and Cherokee. And my mom's like, we're going to keep them because we have horses.
Yeah.
And so now they're part of the family.
No.
And they're precious.
Wait, that's so cool. When did this happen?
I think they bought their farm about 6 months ago.
Oh, so it's new.
This is new, yeah. Their dream farm.
Wow.
It's
that's
awesome.
That's so cool. So how far of a drive? I'm like obviously so new to Nashville that I don't know.
It's about 3 hours and 45 minutes from here.
Do you ever see Dolly?
No. Oh. I never get to see Dolly.
Oh.
Everyone always asks me that because she's
literally... I asked you a typical question.
Oh, no. No, I just mean, like, do you see Dolly there? And I'm like, no, she's hidden somewhere.
Mm.
She comes and she does I can't remember what the parade's called, but every year there's a Sevier County parade, and she's always in it. So
really?
That's as close as to Dolly as I've gotten.
That's so cool. I feel like Dolly is, like, I mean, probably so many girls, like, idols. Yeah. I just love her.
I love Dolly Parton, too.
Yeah, I bet you do.
She's as real as it gets.
She's, like, the most legit female country singer that's ever lived.
She ain't sorry.
Wait, aren't you related to someone like...
I was about to say, I think she's tied. She's got to be tied with my cousin because my cousin's pretty sassy. Loretta Lynn.
Yeah, that's insane.
And she's the queen of country music.
That's your cousin?
Yeah. So my grandma and her are first cousins. They grew up together in Butcher Holler, Kentucky.
Wow.
Way hillbilly.
That's so
hillbilly
cool.
town. So
you... Well, you're like allowed to have hillbilly tattooed on your
arm. Oh, yeah. We're like, yeah, hell yeah.
If I did, people would be like, Caitlin, you grew up in like Leduc, Alberta. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, your friends had farms. But
it would not make sense. No.
But that's, I actually, funny story, had a tattoo on my lip that was gone after like a week. It faded. It was just gone.
A week? Yeah. How much pain for a week?
It did not tickle.
Oh.
And guess what it said?
No.
Yours said hillbilly. It says hillbilly. Mine was pretty true to myself, too, and it said hoodlum.
Hoodlum. Gangsta.
I told you. I'm
how
a little
did that
bit
hurt?
Yeah. Hmm. It definitely... I don't think I've had a... how many tattoos do I have? I have so many random small
ones. Really?
Yeah. Like, I've got the tears on my finger. I've got this tiny one on my wrist. I've got one music notes behind my ear.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Thanks.
I want to get one on my middle finger.
What do you want?
I have a song called WTF.
Oh, perfect.
And it stands for White Trash Female. But
amazing.
It's the perfect place.
That is.
And
I'll do it with you.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
And my story behind that song was, if it's a single out on country radio and it becomes a number one, I'll get it. So
really?
Every time someone asks me.
Number one, may you hold up your middle finger.
Exactly.
Oh, that's genius.
Isn't it?
I mean, I enjoy you.
Unless it goes to number two, that would suck.
Well, then you put it on two fingers.
Two fingers.
And you just have WTF on both fingers, and you can hold it up and be like, yeah.
I don't agree with it. If you ain't first, you're last. Number two's fine. Obviously, I'll be number...
Yeah. Number two's great.
Number one's better, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but top three...
Right?
You're living.
Top three, exactly.
You're getting
three
top
ain't bad.
Three for drinking... smoking and singing
and telling hillbilly stories.
Do you have any?
All my songs
are all are they all
much,
true?
They're pretty much all based on true stories. I get to exaggerate a hair just because that's the beauty of songwriting. But
that is.
I have some hillbilly stories about my mom.
Really?
All day, every day.
Oh, we should have her on the podcast?
We should have her. I could tell you one funny story that could just kind of sum her up.
Perfect.
This might make her sound more redneck than anything. But
I love it.
So back in the day, me and my sisters were little cheerleaders.
Yeah.
So we did the little cheerleading competitions, and my mom was a coach.
Yeah.
So my mom is very tell it like it is. Mm-hmm. If she don't like you, you're going to know
it. About it.
If she likes you, she's the best person in the world.
Yeah.
But she's very sassy. I guess she hated this other cheerleading coach. They must have had something going on. And we all did our little dances, you know, when they all, I don't know, did you cheerlead back in the day? You know,
I did
little
dance
girls
competitions.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
same thing.
Same thing. They all get in there and doing stunting and stuff.
Yeah.
And we heard someone had gotten in a fight and we're like, oh, that's weird. And then we figured out that it's mom. My mom went and pulled this girl's hair.
Oh,
and then,
feisty.
You know, they separate them, and she was like, if I catch you looking at me one more time, I'm gonna come over here and I'm gonna pull your hair again and I'm gonna slap you or something, threaten her.
Yeah.
And sure enough, mom goes all the way back to her spot, and the girl looks at her, so she gets up. She had to be escorted out. So embarrassing.
Wait, the girl just looked at her wrong
just like she told her not to, and she got up, punched her, all kinds of, and, you know, we get in the car and mom's like, so when we get home, we're going to tell Dad everything went great.
Oh, my gosh.
And, of course, Dad asks, and the first thing we say is, Mom had to be pulled off her cheerleading coach three times. It's like, Allison, come on.
Oh, that's so great.
That's
I
my
feel
mom.
Like where you come from and, like, your stories like this probably has so much to do with who you are and obviously what you write about as a songwriter. And you write all your own songs?
I do. I co-write them with really good friends, but, yeah.
That's so cool. And do you feel like because of where you came from in the small town and who your family is, everything, obviously it's A, in your blood,
mm-hmm.
but B, do you feel like you had like nothing really to do, so you just had to be creative?
No, actually, I feel like we always had something to do.
Oh, really?
And it might have seemed to city folks like they have nothing to do,
right.
but we always had, whether it was going out on the lake all day, camping, four-wheeling.
Yeah, see, that's
a bonfire is a thing. Like, that's like thing.
Oh, yeah. That's, we used all of my, like, the parties I remember going to.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up and going to were all bonfire parties.
Oh, my God. Those are the best.
They are the best. Like, I miss them.
I do, too.
I love camping. I feel like, well, actually, Sean likes camping, too, but we never went camping growing up.
Ooh.
And I come from like a small town, and everyone else that I knew went camping and did all like the small town stuff, but not us.
Y'all should go camping at Fall Creek Falls.
Oh, really?
That's beautiful. You can go hiking.
We text great. Me that later?
I will. I will. I'll text
you.
I want
to remember that. And do you have new music coming out now?
I do. I might be in the studio. I don't know when yet. There's not a set date, but I do have a full album recorded.
Wow.
When I had gotten my record deal. But since then, I've written so many songs that now we're just trying to decide which ones are going to make the first album.
Well, that's
you know?
Not a bad problem to have.
Right? It's like you got all these good songs and you're just trying to pick the best ones. Or
wow.
Or just the ones that tell the story from top to bottom.
Wait, how many do you have?
Oh, Lord. I recorded 11. Hmm. And then I released 5 of those. So 5 of them are out. And then hell, I think I've written 20 songs in the past.
That's
that
so cool.
That are like up for the, I don't know, up for the money.
That's so cool. Now, do you hate people like me where I come off of like a reality show and move to Nashville and now I'm writing music and like.
No.
Oh, come on.
I think that it's all about the steps you take in life that make you want to write something, you know?
It's true. I got a lot of good material.
You know, me being busy doing the bonfires and stuff is what made me be creative.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I was by myself, I'd just get bored and start drinking.
Well.
And then stuff happens, and then you write about it. So
that's where the gold comes out.
Absolutely not.
No?
No. No, as far as I don't think that at all about you.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I think you should tell stories. Everyone wants to hear them.
I just always feel I laugh because I'm like, you know, there's so much talent in Nashville. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. so intimidating.
Yeah.
And so once I started podcasting, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just making excuses. I'm like, I'll stick to podcasting. I don't need to write music anymore, even though I love doing it.
Yeah.
I really love writing music and like co-writing and recording. And I've got 2 songs down. And
Shut up.
Yeah.
Well, we got to write a song.
Well, that's what I was getting at.
Oh.
That's actually why I have you here, okay?
I knew there was something.
We're going to do it right now on the
Let's
podcast.
Let's do it.
Come up
oh,
with
Lord.
A whiskey wine
whiskey
drinking
wine.
Song. Hey, that'd be pretty fun.
I'm down.
How strong is that whiskey mm-hmm. that I gave you?
I'm like, I feel like my chest hair's growing. It's putting chest on.
I can see it. It's putting chest
on
your hair?
Putting chest on my hair. See, look, I'm already.
That's how good it
is. I'm already switching my words.
It's Kentucky straight bourbon.
Of course.
And it's like 47%.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's Kentucky for you.
Yeah.
That's where my cousins are.
There you go.
A whole lot of them anyway.
You know all about it. I want to be a hillbilly.
Well, come on. Come back home one weekend and you'll turn into a hillbilly.
Do you hunt and do all that stuff?
I don't, but my stepdad does.
Yeah.
I can't. If I see a squirrel, I'm like, oh, God. I can't.
Oh,
I can't kill an animal.
You're one of those like sweet little southern
I can eat
gals.
One, but I don't want to be the one to kill it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you on that. Sean and I talk about that all the time. I'm like, I don't know how people hunt.
I just couldn't.
But as I'm like eating a steak,
totally. Where's the A1 sauce?
Yeah.
And you're like, look at that poor cow. And you're like, that's what you're eating.
Yeah, but no, I have to separate it because I totally get vegetarians. I get it. But at the same time, I just love a good steak.
You got to have your beef.
I really do. And I mean, it's so hard to be in the States because I keep trying to go back to like Alberta, but that's Canadian. And people mm-hmm. are like, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
One of my best friends is from Calgary, Alberta.
Oh, that's 2 hours from my hometown.
Oh, wow.
That's Cowtown, Calgary.
And Canada's huge. That's crazy that my friend is only 2 hours away from you.
Yeah, that's a lot of my family's in Calgary. So there you go. Is she still there?
She's still there.
Let's road trip to Canada.
We're coming to see you, Kate Marsh.
Yeah. I love it. And you're opening for Drake White?
I am. July 4th. I'm leaving Monday.
So like, casual, like 4th of July,
just
Drake
casual.
White.
Just so I love Drake White.
His voice is a little like Chris Stapleton-y.
It is, but it's so he does all those crazy runs and he has that soul.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so different from them. He reminds me of him too, but then they're just it's a great variety.
Yeah,
with all these
wow. So
cool
you're
dudes.
Just killing it. Is what you're saying.
I'm trying to.
No, you are. You're doing great. And I saw you on the red carpet.
Yeah.
At what? CMAs.
CMAs, yes. They're confusing because it's CMTs, CMAs, ACMs.
But we were beside each other on the carpet just drinking and interviewing people.
Oh, my God. I think I got drunk that night.
Oh, I for sure was drunk
way before the show started.
Well, I feel like that makes you a little more relaxed and able to like have fun with people. I remember John Party came up to me and I was like doing the guns already. Like, beep, boop.
pew. Just pewing everywhere.
I think he came up to me right after you. Yes. So I got
we were
after.
Right by the bar.
Yes.
Which was obviously not an accident.
I brought my flask, so.
I just told him straight up, I'm like, just have something in my cup, okay?
Thanks. Please, just fill her up.
I'm not very entertaining. That's the thing. Like, that's why I drink during the podcast. I'm like pretty boring if I'm drinking water.
Oh, I highly doubt it. But,
no, I'm not.
But anyone would be, yeah, no. No, I don't think you'd be boring drinking water.
Well, I'm a lot more fun when I'm drinking whiskey or wine.
I'm already switching my words around, so this is already getting interesting.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's so cool, though. I'm like, wait, how old are you? Can I ask you that?
I'm 29.
Oh, you're just a little young pup.
I'll be 30 in October, so it's like going to be a hopefully big year for me.
Well, it already is.
I'm going into my 30s, and I can't wait.
30 is the best year
Everyone
so far
says
for
that.
Me. Yeah.
So you're 30.
I'm 32.
Okay. So you're just a couple years older than me.
I was expecting a reaction like, no, you're not. And you're like, oh, okay. I'm like, damn it.
Well, I'm like, we're like soul sisters. No, I definitely didn't think you were 32 at all.
I'm just kidding.
I thought you were going to be younger than me. Everyone's younger than me.
Really?
Everyone, yeah.
In this world?
In this whole world, everyone is younger than me. No, I feel like a lot of the girls in country music,
really?
A lot of us are either right there or I'm one
I
of the.
I think it's important, though, to be in a good headspace when you when you go big.
You know, in my 20s, I was crazy. Not saying that I'm a little not wild now.
No, I'm wild still, but I hear you.
Ooh, I don't know how I survived my 20s, to be honest.
I say that. You know what? This is, I think, my sixth podcast, and I think five of them, including this one now, I've talked about my crazy 20s.
Oh, my God.
But,
we could go on all day about that.
There's one story, and I would never tell this if it was... It sounds way worse than it was.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want to say the band's name, but I was like 22 or something.
Oh, God.
Maybe 21, and I was serving at a restaurant, and this band came in, and they're like a pretty big name band.
Oh, no.
And they were like, do you know who we are? And I was like, no. And I served them, and... We ended up having so much fun, and I sat down after my shift. I drank with them, and the next day they're like, yeah, you need to come to our show. And I was like, okay, cool. And I ended up on stage with them, like, at this huge concert, and we were just, like, drinking whiskey, and I was with my girlfriend, and we were, like, dressed up, and this was, like, a rock band, and we're, like, little heels, and, like, and everybody was chirping us on our way and being like, you're not at a Britney Spears concert. And we're, like,
they're just jealous.
We're with the band. We're with the band.
They're like, of course you are.
It was, now that
They're
I think
jealous.
About it, but wait, it gets worse.
Oh, no.
We what? Go to their bus after, and this is why I would never tell this story if it was, you know, this sounds really bad, but it was actually such a blast. These guys were actual gentlemen.
Aww.
We sat on the bus and played cards and drank scotch and watched Anchorman, I think.
Oh, my God. That's my, like, favorite movie.
Oh, me too.
Will Ferrell all day.
I could probably quote it, like, word for word.
And did we just become best friends? I know that's stepbrothers, but...
Yep, we did.
Yeah.
And so we... And long story short, I woke up in Calgary, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Back home in Canada? Were you in Canada?
I was
started
in Vancouver.
Oh, my God.
And woke up with my girlfriend on the bunk. And we were like, what the... And we looked outside the window and we walked outside and the guys are all eating cereal. And we're like, where are we? And they're like, Calgary, I think. And we're like, what?
No.
And I was like, what time is it? And it was 11 o'clock and I was supposed to be at work at 10.
Oh, no.
And I lost my job. And
they fired you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that makes the story even cooler.
And then I just continued to go on tour because I was like, yeah, I've got no job. We ended up, and they were actual perfect gentlemen because, as I said, I would not tell the story if it was any worse than that.
Oh, my God.
But we just ended up having, like, so many inside jokes, and I wish I could say the name of the band, but I honestly don't even want to, like, get them in trouble.
You text it to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Just think, like, really, like they wore eyeliner.
Wow. Those guys.
Those guys.
That sounds like fun.
But that's, I mean, and that's kind of like a fun 20s story. Like, I could tell you worse, but it's my podcast and I don't think I should do
that. Yeah, maybe we'll keep it positive. Positive only.
Gosh. I'm like trying to read my notes, but I don't like to prepare for podcasts.
Nah.
I'm like, I'll have little notes here and there.
Bullet notes, that's it.
But I'm like, I don't even think I've gone off anything that I've written down anyways. So, I know what I was going to say. We have something else in common.
Oh, Lord.
That we have both sang at honky tonks in Nashville.
Shut up. Where did you sing?
Oh, well, Many places.
Many honky-tonk central. Oh, yeah. They're owned by Tootsie's. Same owners.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think the only difference is that you would get paid and you were the talent and I would like get kicked off stage. Yeah. But I would do it. Do you know Autumn?
Oh, Autumn Reynolds?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love Autumn.
Yeah. She pulls me up there all the time. She's the sweetest. And she pulls me up on stage at Honky Tonk Central. I'm like, I've had like numerous cocktails at this point, and we'll just start like a rap battle and sing up there all the time.
I love her.
Yeah. It's so much fun. But I'm like, I was obviously Googling you, and I'm like, oh, cool. We both sing at Honky Tonks.
I sang at Honky Tonks for like 7 years.
That's so fun.
And with Autumn. Autumn did the same thing I did. We didn't sing together, but we did. She'd be upstairs and I'd be down at the same time.
Yeah. Because there's like four floors.
Oh, yeah. Now there is. Good Lord.
When did you do that?
Let's see. I got my record deal in 2015. And so 14.
You don't have to do the math.
I went to Sylvan for math. My folks, I don't know if you know what Sylvan Learning Center is.
I've seen the commercials.
They punished me and made me go there for math. So math is just not my thing.
Well, you're like, look at me now, Mom. I don't need math.
I don't need math as I'm sitting here going 14, 13. Mm-mm. I think
you don't need it.
I think I quit in 2013.
I think the main point here is that you have a record deal and that you started by singing out at Honky Tonks.
Yes.
That's what I mean. Like, there's so much talent in the city. It's, I mean, my whole life I grew up singing and dancing. And so being here, I'm like, I'm going to write music and sing and it's fun. But then I go to like a honky tonk where I'm like, I have no business singing like with this person's like just so talented. And
so much fun, though.
It is so much fun. Nashville, like the secret is out. Nashville is the place to be. It's so much fun. What do you want next? Like, what is your dream as a singer?
My dream as a singer.
I didn't even have that one written down.
I want a number one song.
Well, yeah.
On
you're
the
gonna
chart.
Get it, girl.
That's what I want.
Absolutely. That's a great dream to have.
And I really want to go on tour. One day I want to be the headliner that's just, you know.
People are there.
Selling out arenas.
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
Miranda Lambert like?
Oh, I love her.
Yeah.
I haven't met her yet.
You haven't?
No.
Have you met Lee from The Bachelorette, who is a singer-songwriter?
No. Not yet. Oh, Lord, you're laughing.
Well, he's not a particularly liked person on the show.
Is he not?
But he's from Nashville and he's a musician.
Okay.
So I was like, I wonder if you knew.
I haven't met him. No.
I don't even know his last name, but Lee.
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 Damn you, Lee.
Damn you, Lee.
Stop being unliked.
Stop being such an asshole, Lee. No, I don't know, but he got kicked off the show. I kind of want to have him
on
because he
I didn't even know that. You totally should have him on.
Yeah, I think
it's people
fun.
Like that that are interesting.
Well,
maybe not give him whiskey.
No, I for sure give him whiskey.
Oh, for sure?
Yeah.
Does he have a temper, though? You never know. He might start throwing
stuff.
Oh, okay. He's just an asshole.
Even if he did, I feel like that would make for a great podcast.
You might have to put cameras in here for that one.
I'm not against it.
You're not.
I'm not against it. Hey, anything that's I used to get mad at producers for doing stuff for good TV. Now I'm like, I get it.
You totally get it.
I feed my guests whiskey for good podcasts.
Yes.
Okay?
Cheers again.
Yeah, I'll cheers to that.
Yeah, cheers to
you. Can you reach? I like the noises.
I love that you're drinking wine. I'm drinking whiskey. We're both in all black. We showed up in Jeeps. Is your Jeep black?
Yes.
That's so weird.
Wait, we are the same person.
It's really strange.
And I kind of wish I was drinking whiskey, but I only had enough to give you a solid pour. So
I appreciate
for the rosé.
You gave your guest the whiskey.
We're both sitting here in all black, driving our black Jeeps. We won't drive after this.
No.
But
don't you worry, Nashville. We will sober up first.
That's why I'm engaged to an Iron Man. He can be my DD.
I'm trying to find Spider-Man. That's who.
Wait, are you dating?
No, I'm not.
Do you want to or are you totally not into it right now?
I don't really want to right now.
Yeah, they'll just bring you down.
I think I'm good.
I love that.
I just don't. I want to sing and be on the road and that's hard.
That's, you know what's scary is that's when you're going to find someone.
Right? And that'll be fine. But I'm not looking for it.
That's
if it comes
cool.
to me, then fine. So be
Girl,
it.
Girl, let me tell you that you've obviously lived your 20s from what it sounds like.
Yes.
30 is going to be the best year of your life. Do what you want to do and then settle down. What? Why am I giving you advice? You have hillbilly tattooed on your arm. You know what you're doing. You know, I'm serious. So when you get your number one song, I will go get WTF tattooed on my middle finger.
Please
with you.
Do. That would be so much. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going
and
to.
And we can go back to this moment and be like, We did it.
And then we'll, by that time, you know, my podcast will be so blown up. I'll have the 360 cameras in.
We can. The only thing is I promised Carlos Rubio that he'd have to tattoo me anytime I got another one. So we're going to have to go to Phoenix.
Or we make a show out of it.
Oh.
We podcast while getting the tattoo.
Oh, he'd love that.
And
make
we'll
him come
here. Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm like, okay. WTF's the next single.
Hey, let me tell you, all of my tattoos have been alcohol driven. Hi, Mom. She hates when I go here.
My mom's probably drunk right now, so we're good.
The funny thing is, mine too. She just won't admit it. Your mom will probably admit
it. Oh, my mom will.
My mom can drink me under the table and you'll never know it. She's just like...
Mine too.
Oh, it's so impressive.
Does your mom get hangovers?
Nope.
Mine either.
No.
And I feel like I'm dying for 2 days.
Oh, see, I've been blessed with the genetics of not being hungover.
Oh,
either.
My God. I don't get that.
Really?
Lucky.
Like,
will
you be hungover from a strong whiskey?
Oh, no. It takes like a full on.
Sean gets hungover from 2 beers.
Oof, that sucks. You know what he needs to do is drink a little bit more.
Yeah, thanks.
Train himself. Come on, buddy.
I tried to tell him this.
We're rooting for you, buddy.
I tried to tell him this. But then I wouldn't have a DD.
That's true.
Okay, we all know I'm car shopping right now. I am sick of arguing with Sean about sharing the Jeep. I've learned in order to feel comfortable that you're getting a fair price, you need pricing context, information that empowers you to feel confident. With TrueCar, you'll see what other people in your local market paid for the car you want. From there, you can connect with a local TrueCar certified dealer and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Using TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want and see what other people in your area paid for the car you want. Now, you know what a fair price is, so you can feel confident. Once you register, you'll see real pricing on actual inventory. This is competitive pricing offered to you only by a TrueCar certified dealer for an actual vehicle on their lot. It's pricing you'll see before going to a dealership so you can feel confident when you show up, and I am all about the confidence. TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by the 13,000 strong TrueCar certified dealer network. When you're ready to buy, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states.
Hey guys, it's Richard Blaze. You've seen me on Top Chef and MasterChef, and now I'm starving for attention. My new show on Podcast One. Check out my interviews with Cutthroat Kitchen's Antonio Lofaso and Jet Tila, but that's only the beginning. We've got more on the way from actor Lou Diamond Phillips, Bizarre Foods' Andrew Zimmern, Top Chef host Gail Simmons, and so many more. So pull up a seat every Tuesday, or maybe just listen in your car, on PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
You're listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
I came up with a game.
Oh, okay. I love games.
Well, of course you do, because you're me, and I love games.
Yes.
I downloaded an app just for this moment. Are you ready?
Are you kidding me?
Wait for it.
What is that?
I downloaded
the game. It's like a sound thing.
Yeah, but that wasn't even the one I wanted to do. This is, we're going to play a game called I'm a Hillbilly or not really.
Oh, okay. I love that.
Well, wait. Oh, you loved that?
Oh, okay. I love that.
Okay.
No, I love that. I'm already getting applause right now. Thank you. It's great to be here.
I'm here all
us hillbillies, you know. I'm here this whole hour of the day.
For at least the next 20 minutes.
Yes, right.
I downloaded that.
I love that.
It's like a sound effect
app. You came prepared.
Well, did I? That wasn't very smooth of me, but
which makes it better.
I kind of liked it.
I'll
probably do it again.
You're drinking to it again.
Okay, here's the game.
Okay.
Obviously, wait, I got to pour more wine because I'm not drinking fast enough. And I got to really, like, keep up. The fact that you're drinking that.
Right? It's pretty strong. I'm not going to lie.
Well, this is, like, 47%, legit. Girl.
Whew.
Okay. So, I don't know how we can make this a drinking game, but we'll just drink when we answer a question. Because that's how
perfect.
All drinking games work
It's how they end up.
Yeah.
Everyone's just drinking.
Drinking games are so funny. Yeah. Okay, you drink every time. Okay, I'll just drink anyways
okay,
through
let's
it.
Just...
So, cool. but we were playing games. So, okay, so this is how you play. I'm a hillbilly, or, no, not really. I just came up with this, so bear with me. I'm going to say, like, the most, like, stereotypical things about hillbillies. Okay. And you tell me if, yes, that is hillbilly, and okay. you've done that, that's you.
Okay.
Or, no, not really.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that. This is easy.
So, you have given a rat trap as a gift.
No, not really.
Oh. Well, that was not off to a good start. I mean, I'm going to drink.
A rat trap, maybe like a mouse trap. Rat trap, I saw like a giant cage.
Oh, my bad.
I was thinking of a cage. Oh, rats are New York City.
Okay, fine.
We got mouses.
Mouses?
Or... Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Mice? I did that on purpose, oh. I promise.
I like it. I'll say mouses. Mice, from
mouses.
Now on.
We got mouses over in East Tennessee.
So you have given a mouse trap as a gift?
No.
Stocking stuffer?
Now maybe a maybe like a gag gift, which makes it like nah, not really, because it's a joke.
So drink,
drink
is what I'm getting at. Okay, my next one is now this is true for me. So you own more than 3 shirts with cut off sleeves.
Oh, that's totally
hillbilly.
Yes, that's hillbilly.
But like physically cut them off.
Oh yeah,
like you didn't buy it like that. You cut them off yourself.
No.
Like preferably.
Oh, I. You're asking me. I prefer them to be
plaid.
Oh, I love plaid. Plaid's my favorite.
Of course, because you're a hillbilly.
Because I'm a hillbilly.
Okay, wait. Imagine. Do you ever do like cute little photo shoots for albums and stuff?
I've done like 2. I need to do another one. Probably.
Can I inspire you for a second?
Please.
You need to like. Drink whiskey. You know how girls try and be sexy and they'll like be in a waterfall?
Totally.
You need to like be dumping whiskey on yourself in a plaid bathing suit with cutoffs with your hillbilly tattoo showing.
Hey, that's like branding right there. You just branded me.
I did.
God, that means I have to put a bathing suit on though.
Yeah, but you can make it like a baggy flannel bathing suit.
Ooh, I love that. Where do I get a baggy?
Wait,
baggy flannel
can I be
bathing
on your album cover?
Please?
Because I want to do that photo shoot.
Please.
And you like you know how girls like?
Oh, totally.
Nobody can see me. So
it's
kind of
like the cheeseburger when they're eating it, like sexy.
Yeah,
but you're
but
like,
it's not sexy at all.
You're like pouring whiskey
or like how
down.
They say like,
oh god,
like, tried this on Pinterest and then it's like a fail. That could be like your album cover.
Yes. Ooh, that's such a great idea.
Why am I saying this out loud? We got to write this down and not
like,
let anyone else.
All right,
take
everybody,
ideas.
moving on. Next question.
That never happened. Hey, I heard that editing is a thing. Can we get that out? Can we cut that out? Cool.
Yeah, and if any girl shows up with a photo shoot like that, we're kicking her ass.
I won't even, no. Yeah. don't underestimate my twig arms because I could fight
right?
you.
We
I
got
can fight
muscle.
You.
We might be little, but we're mighty.
We are mighty. Have you ever gotten too drunk to fish?
Yeah.
Or can you like blackout fish?
I'm a terrible fisher anyways,
what?
To be honest.
You are, I did, you can't say that.
I know. That's so unhillbilly, but. I am.
You're a bad
I'm
one,
too loud
but do you enjoy
because
it?
I.
Excuse me.
I was like, wait, is that me? I felt like one coming up myself.
Oh, let it out in here. This is the trust tree with an S. We burp in here.
You have to be quiet when you fish.
Oh.
And I just can't.
That would be me. I'd burp like
and
that.
And you don't fish without alcohol. And then you just.
That's true.
I
so
really work on my tan, really.
There
and
you
then
go.
Just sit there with the fishing pole.
Well, I guess that calls for a drink.
But yes, cheers to that.
I can't believe I just let out such a good one like that. I pride myself on like, I can't burp. I usually just make this pterodactyl noise. That was solid.
That used to be my nickname, pterodactyl.
Why?
I don't know.
What?
Some guy that I grew up, his name was Ricky. He was like one of the dad figures. He called me pterodactyl.
Oh, because your name's Tara.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Duh. Sorry. And I'm like, I don't know.
I'm better than that. I should have known that's where that came
pterodactyl.
From. Pterodactyl. Okay. I thought there was like a funny story. Like my nickname in Vancouver is Bean.
Bean.
But I have no idea. Like I think it was because I used to go houseboating all the time and mm-hmm. I jumped off a houseboat one time in like these green suspenders.
Oh my God.
And they were like, you look like a string bean just like flying in the air. And then Bean stuck from like when I was 20.
Ooh, I like that. That's
and
hilarious.
Everybody, like everybody in Vancouver and my friends call me Bean.
You should bring that back.
It didn't go away though. My Snapchat name is Snapback Bean because
oh, okay.
I always wear snapbacks.
Oh, so it's still there.
It's there.
Okay.
It's still alive and well.
It's still alive and well.
Cheers
to that. We're going to drink. We're drinking again.
I love this game. Wait, I wanted to come up with... Wait, let's come up with a hillbilly or not really theme song. Because on my last podcast, Sean and I did one called If I Had a Nickel. And we said, if I had a nickel, hey, if I had a nickel, hey, hey, if I had a nickel, then I would have a nickel. What's up?
Okay.
So what's
we could do that.
A hillbilly or not really song. Make it really country.
Oh, it's got to be country. Super country.
Hillbilly. Or not really.
Yeah. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. And then
Hail make it... Billy.
Yeah.
Not really. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey. We're making donkey noises now. That's what they do. Yeehaw.
Well, I'm very aware
like
of...
Yeehaw.
I'm very aware of the sound a donkey makes.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw.
Oh my gosh.
Is that a donkey? Your phone series like, did you say make a donkey sound?
I don't even know what's going on.
It's that app.
I had the app up and now it's making fire noises and I thought...
This couldn't happen at even more of a... Fire noises? This is our theme song.
Bonfire.
Hillbilly.
Not really.
Yeehaw.
Yes.
As it's making fire.
Okay. Ready? No, we'll end it with that because...
Okay.
Okay. We're in the middle. I am so all over the map and I love it.
People love it too.
People love me being all over the map.
I do this too and... You know, when I was doing that co-hosting thing for the CMAs, I had a terrible habit of asking a question and then kind of answering it myself.
Oh.
And then getting sidetracked and going on to the next question before they...
So you're like me and you like to hear yourself talk.
I don't know if they're going to ask me back. Yeah. I'd love to hear myself talk.
I bet it was fun, though.
It was fun.
That I kind of did the same thing. Watching myself back, they did a thing on like Sounds Like Nashville with me interviewing people. And I was like, I guess I could have let them talk like a little bit.
I was horrified. I was like, good Lord, Tara, stop talking. My mom goes, you need to stop talking so much.
You know what's funny is that I don't have any friends in Nashville and I don't understand why we haven't hung out yet.
We can be friends.
We
should be friends.
We can write jingles and drink and, you know,
we could totally write jingles in Snapchat.
Do you Snapchat?
I do a little bit. I do the Instagram and the Twitter and the Facebook.
It's hard to keep up.
That's like the one I don't do. But everyone's like, Snapchat's where it's at. So I'm like, crap.
Snapchat is where it's at.
What's your least favorite of all them? I do not like Twitter.
Oh, I love Twitter.
Is that your favorite?
No.
I'm not good at it.
I love it all. Twitter's funny because I love saying the most random things.
Is that what Twitter is? Really random?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like live tweeting like The Bachelorette now.
Yeah.
Because it's so funny.
That makes actually so much more sense now if you make Twitter your more like random.
Yeah. Don't.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Don't. I'll like mix in a few things, whatever. But the majority of my tweets are like, I'm just trying to make people laugh.
Super random.
Super random.
That's what I am anyways.
Well, then get on Twitter, yo.
I'm getting on board. I'm hopping on the Twitter train.
Yeah, get on that Twitter train.
I'm on the Twitter train.
Wait, now I don't even... Did I ask you if you find beer bellies attractive?
No, you did not ask me that.
Well?
It depends on the person. It really does depend on the person.
See, that's adorable.
Because it's like sometimes some guy just looks like he was born with a beer belly.
And is that hot?
And you're like, I don't know if it'd be hot, like, oh gosh, this guy's so hot, but it'd be like,
that's
who
you
are. Love this guy. I would totally date you for a minute.
For a hot minute?
for a minute.
And then I'd probably break up with you because of your beer belly.
Exactly. I'm like, all right, buddy, sit up. So it was cute in the beginning. Let's tighten this up.
Tighten up your game.
It's not fun anymore.
It's
not hot, but it's not unattractive.
Well, that's like hillbilly and not really.
It's kind of in the middle there.
I feel like you have to say really like not really.
And it's not so bad unless you cover it.
Yeah.
If you're like beer belly's hanging out.
Not hot.
And it's like that hairy beer belly like hanging
out. Yeah, it's not hot.
It's like, ew.
But if it's like nice and tucked in.
If you have it tucked in and covered, then yes.
Man, I'm all about it.
Then call me now.
Then turn down the sexy.
Hillbilly. Hillbilly.
Not really. When do we add the yeehaw?
Yeehaw. Right after that.
Hillbilly.
Wait,
let's harmonize. Okay. I'll go hillbilly and you go hillbilly.
Okay.
Hillbilly. Not really. Yeehaw.
What's the harmonies of yeehaw? We'll do the same yeehaw.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait,
what was the harmony note? Wait, am I singing harmonies? I'm singing haronies, right?
Just have another sip. Bit. Just keep
this should be the theme song right here. Wait, not who's really. Singing harmonies? What's the note?
You sing
hillbilly,
harmonies. And I
not
sing.
Not really.
Hillbilly. Yeah.
Not really.
Yeehaw.
We stutter.
Yeehaw. It's okay because it would be weird if we nailed it right off the bat. You own at least 20 baseball hats.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now Sean argued with me on this one. He was like, no, if you're a real hillbilly, you probably only have one. I wear it all the time.
I only wear the one that I wear all the time. Actually, I wore it. I just took it off for my...
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
No, actually, that's not the one I wear all the time. That's not... I wear a camo one that says Old Forge Moonshine. Moonshine.
God, I love it.
And so I have all these hats on hat racks because they give me a bunch.
Do you have hat racks on gun racks?
Pretty much, yeah. I got gun racks.
Oh, God. Shotguns. I feel like Sean needs to be worried. Like, now my friendship is turning into, like, a girl crush. Like, now I'm like, okay.
A hillbilly crush. I think we just wrote our next song.
We need to stop saying these things out loud because they are gold.
That didn't happen. I'll edit that one out.
Sean, maybe tune out at this part.
But Sean,
I'm going to start hitting on her.
He's like, hey, we need to talk.
I'm concerned.
He is right as far as the one hat that you always wear. It's just, I have a bunch.
You have 20, but you wear one.
Exactly.
So hillbilly.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's another in the middle, I guess.
Well, but I picked the wrong questions on Google.
You Googled hillbilly questions? That is hilarious.
What? No.
What else was on there?
No. Oh, so many things. I think there's like 500 to choose from. Okay. I've got two more. This one, now we've already talked about this, so I feel like I know the answer. You're moved to tears every time you hear Dolly Parton singing I Will Always Love You.
I don't cry.
Oh.
I'm a hard ass.
Oh yeah, me too.
I do not.
I cry so much.
I think of the movie Bodyguard, actually. I go to Whitney Houston for some reason.
Oh, well, yeah. I get that.
And it's just...
But I do love that song. Tennessee, what's wrong with you? You go to Whitney Houston.
Hillbillies don't cry. We just suck it up. And if we do cry, we do not
you
tell anyone about it.
You drink your tears and
it.
Then you don't tell anybody.
And we're like, hey, the next morning. And it's like, are you okay? And
Wait,
it's like, what?
I feel like in my next life, I have to be a hillbilly.
You should. Now, I'll get emotional on commercials that are like...
oh, like...
but...
Yeah, I get
I'm
that.
By myself.
You show me a commercial with a golden retriever in it, I will cry.
Especially the ones where the dogs are...
Don't tell me you have a golden retriever.
I just adopted a Great Pyrenees mixed lab.
Oh.
My third dog. I don't know what the hell I'm thinking.
I do. I get it. I want 10.
I saved her.
Did you really?
I did. I mean, I didn't personally, but I gave her a good life.
Oh.
Her family left her. People are cool.
Don't. Now you're going to make me cry.
Like, see, I'm going to cry. Now, if we start talking about animals.
No, I'm the same way.
I'll cry.
I cry. Like, Tucker was sick for a little while, and he took a solid poop the other day, and I cried.
And you're like, yay!
I was so happy.
Baby poop. Oh, bless his heart.
I was so happy that he had a solid poop that I got emotional. So I get it. We won't go there. We're not going to cry on this podcast today. Maybe another time.
Next time.
Okay. Your family reunion features a chewing tobacco spit-off.
That's no. We don't do that. Because everybody's...
I think I'm going like...
That's too much. That one's no. Because no one's spitting their... They're wanting to keep it in there for me. You're not going to waste it.
Yeah.
No. Now, does everyone have chew
now
on them?
That's hillbilly.
Yes.
You don't waste it.
No. The other one would be just, let's see how much we could... You know, no
that's
one does
hilarious.
That.
Oh, that's good. Okay, and that's how you play
hillbilly, not really.
Yeehaw! Wait, I should have had my... See?
Oh, no. We need the fire clap. Oh, thank you.
You guys, stop. Stop.
Stop it.
Oh, you did.
You're making me blush.
Oh my gosh, you're too kind. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It took a whole... 5 minutes to write that song.
No, not
even. I'd say 5 seconds.
I was going to go with 5 seconds. But I was going to go into Bachelor Talk, but honestly, we've had so much fun without talking about it that I don't need to go there.
Next time
on Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow and Tara. I'm going to do a segment. I usually go kicking it with Caitlin mm-hmm. or kick it with Caitlin where people yeah. can ask me questions.
Oh, cool.
So feel free to chime in on your answers. I'm just going to go through a couple just because they're funny.
Okay.
And I love interacting with my listeners because
that's funny.
I find it mind blowing that people want to listen to me talk.
And I love how people always have different answers. Oh. It's like, oh, I would never do that. I would totally do that.
Totally.
I love questions.
I'm really passionate about questions.
As long as they're not multiple choice.
As long as they're not math.
Yes, or math.
Screw you, Sylvan. Okay. Jill Johnson asked me, what saying or impression have you said so many times that you annoy yourself now? Which, I was thinking about this, I'm like, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I've got so much material that I don't really recycle anything.
I got one.
What?
It's bad. And I didn't even think I said this, but I think I've said it about 10 times already.
What?
Is bless his heart.
Oh, that's so Southern.
Bless your heart. It's, and someone was saying that, oh, that Southerners always say that. And I'm like, I never say that. And then now that someone said that.
You realize you say it all the time.
I'm like spilling whiskey on me. I'm like, bless her heart.
This is why we need cameras in here. I think it's so entertaining.
You should.
I feel bad. I'm making you spill your drink.
And it does annoy me because then as soon as I say it, I'm like, ugh.
But that was me with being Canadian. I used to always say a. And I used to always say
a boot.
Yeah, but now I overthink that and I say about too, like, too much on the out.
They're like, where are you from?
Yeah, I've like made up my own accent just from like trying to take out my Canadian-ness, which I don't want to do.
You know.
But I don't say a anymore. I used to say a and then people called me out so much that I started saying hey.
Big. Oh, yeah.
And bagel and milk.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. And then Jana Kramer called me out for saying, hey. She said, that's still too Canadian. You got to say, huh.
Huh?
So now when I ask a question, I'm like, oh, I know, huh? But it just doesn't sound natural at all.
I don't agree with the huh.
So I don't really feel like I have a saying that I overdo. But anyways, Tia, that's all her name was on Twitter.
She got a hell of an answer.
Jill Johnson got a hell of an answer. Tia would like to know.
Oh,
who do you want to see win this season of The Bachelorette? Which, honestly, are you watching? Probably not, because you didn't know who Lee was. this season of The Bachelorette, Rachel's badass. She's great Bachelorette. Her guys, not so much.
No.
And I still don't know. I'm like, it's too early. I want to wait till like Final Four to make my decision, because I have no idea right now. It's too early. Emily Southwell asks, when did you get your first tattoo? How many do you have and what do they mean? This is way too
deep.
Yeah. This is too deep for right now. This is the end of the podcast. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm missing one. I have like seven.
Seven.
And none of them really mean anything except for the one on my wrist, which is actually really sad. One of my best friends died in a car accident.
No.
So I got her initial tattooed on my wrist with her sister and our best friend. And then my birds on my arms. I hate birds, but I have them tattooed because I love the meaning of them, because they're like old school sailor tats. They're like sparrows.
That. Yep.
And they're the only bird that remember how to fly home. I think they're like badass, like sailor tattoos. So I'm having terrible answers. Every time I do Kicking It with Caitlin, I'm like, why did I do that? This is so dumb.
We already talked about mine.
Yeah. And yours are gold.
I only got one.
I wish I had the balls to tattoo hillbilly on my arm. That's a great spot, too. Jamie and Nina ask, what's your most embarrassing first date story?
Oh,
I dated a stripper and I didn't even know it. I was 18,
oh my God.
18 years old, which is the legal age where I grew up. I dated a stripper and I didn't know it. He took me. You know what's the best is that his name is Rick. And that is like my alter ego. And he picked me up in like this really weird blue sports car that had like blue tinted windows. And he was wearing a man purse and his pants were hiked up really high. And then he took me to an arcade and I found out that he was a male stripper.
I was about to say the arcade's not bad.
No, this was bad.
Oh, it's probably better than going somewhere fancy with him, because that would have been,
I think, he wanted to after, but I made him take me home.
Oh, my God. You're like, I'm feeling.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, so
all those games, you know, I'm just like. Something's wrong.
I'm allergic to arcades. You didn't know? Oh, I feel terrible.
I don't think I have an embarrassing first date.
No?
No.
Well, that's... Okay.
Maybe that one's coming. You're 30.
That's true.
The new year.
We'll circle back to that in a year.
Yeah, we will.
Ariana... I can never pronounce people's last name. Karski? Asks, what some of your tips to living a happier, healthier life?
Oh. drink lots of whiskey.
I was going to say drink whiskey or wine.
Eat Oreos.
Yep.
McDonald's ain't bad.
McDonald's ain't bad. Oh, I ate it three times last week.
McDonald's is my favorite.
It's me. It's mine too.
That's probably the worst advice ever.
Yeah, Sean B would not approve. He's like, eat salad, drink water.
Oh.
And I'm the opposite.
I like salad, but I'm terrible at drinking water.
Hey, I heard one time on Simpsons that you don't make friends with salad.
No.
They did a conga line. They said, you don't make friends with salad. You don't make friends with salad.
It's rabbit food.
And I've lived by that ever since.
It's rabbit food. Rabbits eat salad.
Oh, and I got my last one I'm going to ask myself is from my fiance who tweeted me with my hashtag off the vine.
No.
Just so I could answer his question on the podcast. And he asked, why did you throw an entire load of wet towels from the washer to the dryer that had my finished dry clothes inside? And my answer to that, I'm gonna answer his question with another question. Why are your dry clothes still sitting in the dryer? I was proving a point. Hashtag kick it with Caitlin. Thanks for playing. Thanks for coming, Tara.
Thanks for having me.
You were just a delight. I could do this with you anytime, and I'll probably do it again.
Heck yeah. We're going to write a song.
We're going to write a song, and we're going to get tattoos, and we're going to make a podcast out of all of this. But we're also going to build a friendship.
Heck yeah.
Outside of the podcast.
We are. We're the same person.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Lean. I wish I had a sound effect for that one.
I know. Ding.
It's good. It's a very good day.
It is good.
I'm like secretly slowly looking through my app of what sound effect I can use at the end of this. So we'll have you again sometime.
I can't wait to be back. I haven't even left yet.
Go find her music. Just Google
Tara Thompson.
Tara Thompson, because you'll find out a lot of cool information like I did.
Oh, Lord. It's out there.
Listen to, you've got such a beautiful classic country voice.
Thank you.
I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
You're just a delight. Anything, where can we find you?
Facebook, Tara Thompson. I'm always on there too. Instagram, Tara Thompson Music, and Twitter, my favorite. Tara Thompson TN.
Your new favorite.
My new favorite. And by the way, I'm sure people tell you that, you know how people always say you look like a celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
You remind me a lot of Megan Fox, and she is
stop
like
that.
Does everyone say that to you?
Well, I mean, I've heard it a couple times, but I never believe it.
Oh my God. I was like, I'm going to tell her that, because that's like a huge compliment, because she's gorgeous. And
she's actually my biggest girl crush out there.
You look like her.
Wow.
You seriously do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You don't look like a hillbilly, that's for sure.
But I'm like an undercover one.
You're undercover.
I'm. Thank you for saying that. My God, I'm like nervous now. I feel so.
You're
good.
Like, oh crap.
I'm so glad you didn't start off with that, because I would have been like nervous the whole time. Oh my gosh, thank you.
No pressure, but you look like Megan Fox.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Thank you. That's a great way to end this. You know what? If you don't want to miss an episode of Off the Vine, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can go to podcastone.com. You can download the Podcast One app. And that's all for today. But I will see you next Tuesday.
Yay!
I'm going to get better at those sound effects.
Need a mic drop.
Bye-bye now. Mic drop.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Download or listen to new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
Hi guys, it's Becca Tobin,
Kelsey Knight,
and Jack Vanek,
and we are the Lady Gang, as in the Lady Gang podcast. And this summer we have something extra special, not just celebrity interviews, but we are helping you Lady Gang your life / get your together. What do we have coming up, Kelsey?
Hormone expert, nutrition expert,
fitness expert,
sex expert,
dermatologists, people shooting up your faces with syringes telling us what it's all about.
It's all the important things you need to Lady Gang your life.
Every Tuesday on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.